I'm not about sleeping with 50 women a year. I'm not about getting married either, but I'm not 50 women a year. A nice 3-girl rotation works good for me. So if you notice, you watch my content now, it's a lot more relationship. And guys say, damn, you make a lot of relationship content. It's not that I'm in a monogamous relationship. I do non-monogamous relationships, but I want to maintain those relationships.
Yeah, I would say life is about building meaningful relationships and maintaining them. Yeah, I don't want to bang 50 women a year. Like, maybe for the first year, that might be cool. But after that, it would get old fast. You know what I mean? So even if I didn't want to be with one woman, I still probably would just kick it with a few women max. But honestly, man, it's too much work. And women can be a headache more times than not. So I'd just stick with one woman if I was going to be with one.
Yo, we're recording?
Yes, sir.
All right, bet. Let's get it. Ladies, listen up. This world is yours and yours to command. Accountability, that is not a word you're supposed to be familiar with. If you got a man, he's not giving you every paycheck. If he's not letting you sleep around with other men. If he's not letting you go out every day of the week, drop him. He doesn't care about you. Also, ladies, make sure you purchase my new book. I just dropped it. It's $99.99. And if you buy it today and today only, put in this code right here, you will get $2 off of this book.
I mean, yeah, it's so easy to make money off of women when you pander to them. A lot of women are just so gullible. Look, all you got to do is tell them what they want to hear and they'll open their pocketbook. So of course people are going to take advantage. Of course there are going to be guys who just tell them what they want to hear and pander to them. And yeah, they're going to make a living off of it.
Make sure you buy this book, ladies. We'll give you all the tips and tricks on how to get a husband and how to be a successful woman for the rest of your life. Taken from me, you will find the man of your dreams and you will be the happiest woman on planet Earth.
He made me a 3-course meal.
Bare minimum.
He flew across the country to surprise me.
That's literally the bare minimum.
He jumped out of a plane to propose to me in Europe.
Bare minimum.
See, this is why you don't get on that hamster wheel. Just be a strong man, maybe do something nice from time to time because you felt like it. And for any woman, if that's not enough, hey, there go the door. I'm not about to just constantly, oh, do this, do this. Oh, that was bare minimum. Do this, do that. No, I'm just going to be myself. And being myself involves doing a nice deed from time to time. If it make you happy, cool. If it don't, so be it. Go find somebody else to be with. Fellas, your job in a relationship is not to make a woman happy. It's to be a good man to that woman and lead her properly. And usually, women are going to be happy with this. If you're being a man, you're supposed to be a strong man, a good leader, she's going to be happy with that. Good women are happy with that. So if she's not happy with you just being a good man and leading her right and doing right by her, not the woman you should be with.
He literally took a bullet, is in the hospital right
That's
now dying.
That's literally the bare minimum.
And as well, you people settle for like anything. Like literally, like, oh my God, he texts me good morning. Please. Please.
I am not the girl that boys date. I am the girl that is pretty enough to sleep with.
Top 10% guys aren't going to be impressed with pretty. So the reason why guys don't wife you up because there's nothing special about you other than you being pretty. Now, if you went for guys who are 6s and 7s on a scale from 1 to 10, oh yeah, you would have got a boyfriend easy. But that's because he's just impressed with your looks. But if he was really woke, he wouldn't, you know, date you seriously either. Because it's like, yeah, she's cute, but she's an airhead. But guys who are 6s and 7s are so used to getting ignored, the first time a woman gives them attention, they're ready to marry her. For the fellas.
Jesus Christ.
I hope you flip your bike over and knock your 2 front teeth out, you selfish son of a bitch. You leave me in the trenches taking grenades, John.
Look, ladies, you got to find some happiness somewhere. You can't complain about everything. You know, you want a man to take care of the bills and you stay at home, but then when you stay at home, you complain that, oh, I'm here all day with the kids. Come on. Is there any happiness anywhere for you? Really? I'm just curious. I know this was a joke, but seriously, do it seem like women complain no matter what the situation is, or is it just me? Let me know, ladies, in the comments section.
I have a really hard time being able to say my ABCs because I choke on the D.
There is new research that shows half of all women
have a guy on the back burner just in case things go wrong in their current relationship.
Since the latest psychology research, I was just as shocked reading the statement.
Ladies, don't do this. This isn't right. You know, you ladies get on men so much for cheating and being dogs. Well, this is some very doggish behavior, don't you think? Having that backup guy? Come on. It just ain't right.